Welcome to this edition of Central Pennsylvania Voices. I'm your host, Jonah Bostinski, and today I'm joined by Tom and Julie Aiken. Welcome to Holy Family Radio.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you guys are the local coordinators for the Harrisburg Diocese for Engage and Encounter, correct?
Yes.
Well, thank you for being here. First of all, before we go into that ministry that you're involved in, maybe you guys can tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Sounds great.
Why don't we start with you, Tom?
Yeah, sure. So I'm originally from upstate New York. I grew up in the beautiful Adirondack Mountains. Spent some time in the Army and ended up in the Midwest, which is where I eventually met Julie some years ago. My full-time job today is I'm a production manager for a window manufacturing company.
Outstanding. What about you, Julie?
I grew up in Northwest Iowa, a tiny town of 1,500 people. I'm one of six. Grew up Catholic and met Tom, and eventually we moved out here, and I'm an office manager for a law firm in Carlisle.
Outstanding. And so that's how you ended up here in Central Pennsylvania?
Yes. Well, for Tom's work, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you Catholic? Were you Catholic your whole life, Tom, or did you convert?
I was not Catholic my whole life. Didn't go to church at all. In fact, my parents were divorced, and for some of my formative years, my mother was a practicing Buddhist. So I did not become Catholic until my late 40s.
Wow, that's an interesting. What brought you to the Catholic Church?
I would tell you it really all started with my relationship with Julie. You know, we dated for a number of years before we got married and had a lot of really interesting debates. I would say I went into those conversations with a lot of inaccurate biases, the common ones mm-hmm. about Catholicism. And so we had a lot of debates, some very passionate, more than others. And through that journey, I just try to keep an open mind. And honestly, it was Catholic Engage Encounter that kind of opened the door for me to really start to get serious about thinking about becoming a Catholic.
That's interesting. My wife is also a convert, and now she's the pastoral associate at our church. So, and she teaches RCIA and is really super involved in our church. I read somewhere that someone once said that weak Catholics become strong Protestants and strong Protestants become Catholics. And many of our best Catholics, I think, are Protestants. Not saying anything about cradle Catholics like Julie and myself, but I mean, I know many, many Protestants who are just fantastic, former Protestants that are fantastic Catholics and really are passionate about our faith. So thank you for making that decision. And Julie, I guess thank you for bringing him along.
Actually, he's the credit for me being a strong Catholic now in my adult life, because he was asking questions and I had to answer him honestly. And why am I saying this and doing this? So it was really good for me. Also, just kind of had a different impact, I think, than he intended at the time.
A similar story with me. When my wife converted, she went through private instruction with our priest, and I attended every session with her. And so even though I was Catholic my whole life, I didn't have a fuller understanding of the faith like I do now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that I went through that program with her. I mean, I went through CCD in the 1970s, and that wasn't a period of real strong CCD. Okay. So just, you know, I don't want to talk about that right now, but anyway. So I wanted to ask you, how long have you been in the area here in Pennsylvania, did you say?
About a little over 4 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what parish do you go to?
We belong to St. Francis Xavier in Gettysburg, mm-hmm. or San Francisco Javier.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here and sharing all this stuff, all this information with you. So tell us a little bit more about how you got involved in Engage Encounter.
Well, we attended an Engage Encounter when we were preparing to be married, and it was incredibly impactful for us. It really opened space for us to talk about things we did need to talk about before we became married. And like Tom said, it kind of opened the door to him starting to attend church with me more regularly. It strengthened our relationship in that way. And at least, like, even though it wasn't this immediate change, it started the change for us, or it gave us space to start that change.
Well, one of the things that I don't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to ask you this before we went into the engagement counter. I always asked people something interesting about themselves. So do either of you guys have anything interesting to tell us?
Well, I would say just this might even help add a little bit more to Julie's answer, but the timing was just right too. I was at a time in my life professionally where I was working toward being in more of the professional development, organizational development type of role in my career. And I had authored a book or was in the middle of authoring a book. I think it was just finishing up at that time. And so the model of engage and counter, which is sort of like, you know, how do you create strategies, also dealt into it. And the title of my book or the subject of my book really had to do with how do we live a values-driven life personally and professionally, and how do we meld those things together so we can make the right decisions or the best decisions that help us really feel good about ourselves, kind of satisfy those values through our actions. So that was something that this weekend also kind of lent itself to.
Yeah, you're right. It does. I can say that because I don't know if I mentioned to you, but I did go to Engage Encounter over 40 years ago. So I went with my wife.
Awesome.
We're happily married for 40 years. So it'll be 41 years in a few months. So,
well, congratulations.
It was an amazing experience. And I can't credit all of our successful marriage to Engage Encounter, but I think it has a lot to do with it. So
great.
So, and I didn't ask you how long you married.
Oh, we've been married 8.5 years.
Yeah, 2014. Okay. I think you're right. Your math is good, Julie.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. So, Julie, is there anything interesting about you that you didn't share?
I mean, when I said I grew up in a small town, I was related to probably about half of them. I have 76 first cousins on one side of my family, and we're all Catholic.
Wow. That is amazing. So, wow, that is an amazing statistic.
That's just on her dad's side of the family, too.
It's a great way to grow up. I had a ton of cousins around all the time, although I sometimes wonder if it made it more challenging for me to learn how to make friends as an adult, because I just had all these built-in friends. I had two cousins in my class and cousins above and below grade-wise, and so it was really great.
Wow. How do you define success? Because I always ask people what they think success is.
I'm sure Tom can answer this much more eloquently, but I'll give it a shot. Success is understanding who the person is that you want to be, and then being that person regardless of whatever external circumstances may be happening around you. I think it's having that inner peace and joy that we all strive for as Christians. I think that's the most full definition of success that you can have.
That was really, there was a lot of wisdom there. I don't think you're going to be able to top that, Tom. I'm just saying.
But yeah, it actually goes along with, I think, very well with what I would say, because the title of my book was actually called Finding Success, Get What You Really Want. And so I would define success as getting what you want and being the person you want to be. And here's the kicker. You can't really be successful if you aren't first that person you want to be. If your actions, your thoughts, your decisions don't really align with the virtuous values that you profess.
Yeah, that's one of the things that the Engage Encounter made us think about, and that is what kind of marriage we wanted to have. It put into our mind kind of an idea of an ideal what that relationship would be like with each other and with each other and with God, and it gave us kind of a model in our head that we wanted to kind of build towards. So I know that we'll talk about that a little bit about Engage Encounter a little bit later on. But I know that that's one of the things that I think makes that program really successful. I know that you guys are, you know, both motivated people. How do you find motivation? How do you get motivated?
You go ahead, Tom.
I think it really comes back to motivation. To me, is one of a confounding and confusing topic, because motivation has to do with how do I respond to external rewards. I prefer to talk about being inspired, right? What aligns with what I really do value in my core, and so that's what I seek out. You know, at the end of the day, as my journey through faith, you know, really taught me one truth, if many more, but one key truth, and that is that God is love, and that love is about action as much as it is about feelings, and probably more. And so when I can do things that help me show love to other people, whether they're a stranger or someone I really love, that's what motivates me.
Well, that's a great answer. Outstanding answer.
I think it's hard for me to answer about what motivates me generally, but specifically with Engaged Encounter, one of the reasons that I am motivated to be involved in the ministry and help with this ministry is because my own journey, faith journey, and my parents had divorced when I was pretty young. They ended up getting back together, but just all of the things that I saw and witnessed and experienced as a child helped me really understand what I didn't want, and all the pain and everything that goes with relationships just not being what they should be. So I think that's my primary motivation, is I don't want that for myself. And if I can help other people to kind of get on a path that will help them through a relationship, then that's good for me.
Now, we talked about Tom's journey through the Catholic Church, but we have about a minute left. And Julie, can you talk a little bit about your faith journey?
Sure. I grew up Catholic, went through Catholic school, and both my parents kind of struggled inwardly, I think, with their own faith. They were not outward expressors of it. So I learned a lot of things about being a Catholic, like you might consider most Catholics to be, like, oh, you just got to go to church every Sunday and whatever. We do it because we don't know why. And I was in that. And then through my teens and 20s, kind of fell away from the church. And then this guy comes into my life, he starts asking me all these hard questions and challenged me really to understand what it is about the Catholic Church that I think is true. And
it's interesting how that God brought the two of you together, and each one of you needed something.
Yeah.
And each one of you gave something to each other and brought each other together, brought both of you closer to God. It's amazing what he can do, isn't it?
Yes.
It sure is.
Unbelievable. Do you have anything to add to that, Tom, what you just said as far as that relationship goes?
I don't think I do, Joe.
Well, then listen, it's that works out, because we run out of time for the first segment. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about what we're talking about, this Engaged Encounter thing, okay, which I know about, you two know about. We got to get our listeners involved. So we'll be right back after these messages. Keep listening to Holy Family Radio. Second half of Central Pennsylvania Voices. I'm your host, Jonah Bistinski, and I am joined by Julie and Tom Aiken. You are the coordinators for the Diocese of Harrisburg, and I'm just going to let you talk a little bit about what that is and what it means to you and the process and how people can get involved.
So I think from a big picture point of view, Joe, Catholic Engage Encounter is an international ministry that's broken up into, you know, different nations and different regions. And so, as you mentioned, we cover the Harrisburg Diocese region. What we do is we provide weekend-long retreats for couples who are in their marriage preparation. And so the program itself helps us to, or helps the couple to meet the requirement of having a conference or attending a diocesan marriage preparation conference, for one thing. But what makes us different from other options is we're a weekend long retreat, and very experiential, meaning in some conferences you go and you consume, where here you do a little bit of consumption of information, which is, and we'll talk a little bit more how we do that. But a lot of it is very intentional, writing and thinking and sharing with your partner.
It gives you a space to talk about things that you didn't know you needed to talk about. That's one of the reasons that we loved it so much. And one of the major values out of the weekend, honestly, I think everybody should do an Engaged Encounter weekend.
Yeah, so there's typically in an Engage Ikeda weekend, we have two presenting couples, and we're all volunteers. None of us are professional speakers. We prepared. It took us, how long would you say, 2 years?
Actually, writing the talks did not take that long.
No, but becoming comfortable with the process, learning how an Engage Encounter weekend is facilitated, and also those preparations and doing the writing those scripts and whatnot.
Yes.
So we do a total of 15 presentations between the two couples. Those presentations always start with us talking about the topic and telling a personal story from our own relationship and sharing, you know, how does that concept apply? And a lot of times it has to do, I think every weekend, both of us cry at least once as we're telling our story. Anyway, the main themes of those presentations over the weekend are the family that we grew up in. So what values and traditions do we bring, and how are we going to meld those, you know, so helping the couple create a strategy together on how they'll meld those.
Sacramental marriage and communication. Why is this marriage different than the other types of marriage that you might hear about in the world today? Or how do we live out our Catholic values or Christian values together in a sacramental marriage? And communication, honestly, I don't think can be talked about enough. We all struggle with communication, but it's important to recognize where you struggle the most and how to help each other through tough times communicating.
Yeah, we also talk about intimacy and the values that we all bring. And we do a neat little exercise where we have the couples put their backs back to back, and we'll ask a question like, you know, some of them are kind of silly, like which side of the toilet paper roll should the end be hanging off of? And they have to raise their hand without looking at the other person. And we ask some other questions about, I will continue to have my own bank account, you know, and so those are sources of future conflict that, most couples aren't thinking about now. And the folks who created the outline, in my opinion, really were geniuses when it came to what are the sticking points in a marriage and how do we help couples create strategies around that.
And even if it's not resolved that weekend, it's gotten discussed. You've begun the conversation to be continued later.
Yeah. So this year in 2023, we are planning three Catholic Engage Encounter retreats. One in April, so it's coming up here the 14th through the 16th, so this coming weekend, May 5th through 7th, and then September 22 through the 24th. Julie and I will be a presenting couple at the first two, but we have six total presenting couples in our region here that help out with that, and so they'll be sharing the load in September.
Where are they?
Right now they're in a hotel in Harrisburg. We used to have a campground, I believe you said, that was your experience. And in the diocese that we, did an Engage Encounter in, it was a different kind of setup, but, in this diocese, it's in a hotel. So your registration fee covers the hotel fee and all your meals and all of that, and your materials for the retreat also.
Well, marriage is an important thing no matter what your faith is, but our faith, because it's a sacrament, makes it so very, very, very different.
We cover sacramental marriage as a sacrament towards the end of the weekend. You know, it builds up a kind of an intensity. And I remember when I was asked to write a sacramental vow and listening to the presenters talk through that. And then I sat down and I had this moment of, whoa, wait, you know, up to that point, I was going to get married in the Catholic Church because Julie wanted to, and we were gonna do everything a certain way because Julie wanted to, and we were at the weekend because Julie wanted to. And if I'm honest, and that moment was really a kind of a kick in the pants for me, because all of a sudden I had this realization: I am going to enter a sacrament with Julie and with God, and that was really I think the spark that.
Yeah, and the husband and the wife are the people that confer it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not some outside person. It's the two people that are getting married. And that realization to me was shocking, frankly, right?
Right. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I I really appreciate the church's intentionality in giving the people the power for that, you know, or mm-hmm. God's intentionality, however yes. you want to look at that. Like it's more meaningful.
That's the only sacrament that we confer on each other.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Kind of makes it kind of important, right?
Yes, it is important for sure.
Tell us a little bit about the nuts and bolts of what happens.
Sure. So we generally speaking, so it's a group of engaged couples that comes in and then two presenting couples, like Tom said. And we will, one of the presenting couples, usually just one presenting couple at a time, gives a talk about whatever it may be. Let's say it's about the family we grew up in. And so we'll share things from our own experience in our families and how we've had to, what we've experienced in our married life, where this comes into play. After our talk is over, then the couple will separate the couple so that they can write about it, and provide some questions for them to think about if they don't have something just off the cuff that they need to discuss, and give them so much time to do that. And then we ask them to come together, give them space to do that, private space to do that, come together as a couple and exchange notebooks so that they can read what the other has written. And I think this is really important. We always encourage them to read it twice, like once to read it to understand, once for your head and then once for your heart, once to like really look at it with love from your partner's perspective. And then after they've read each other's words, then they can have a discussion about what each other has written.
Yeah, I think it's important to mention that this is not like a sharing thing. So, like, you're not sharing this with the other couples. It's between the two of you. Because a lot of people don't like, you know, I think people might be thinking that this is everybody sitting around the circle and talking about their personal lives, you know. And that's not what happens at this weekend. Correct?
Not even a little bit, yeah. Right. If people decide to share with other couples, that's up to them. Mm-hmm. But it's not part of the program mm-hmm. to do that. And frankly, there's not a whole lot of extra time. It's a pretty intense weekend. Mm-hmm. And it can be pretty emotional. Also, because regardless, you're going to be talking about difficult topics, and it can be a bit exhausting. So,
and while it's not our goal, sometimes a couple will determine that this isn't the right time for them because of the exercises, which we don't look at it as a, you know, like a victory, but it is, we're preventing a failed marriage. And so it does happen very rarely. We've seen it happen once that I can remember. But for the most part, you know, it really helps couples come up with the strategies and talk through it together. Those topics that they probably really don't want to talk about. What, you know, how are they going to spend their money? You know, what are they going to do in their free time? Hang out with each other or hang out with friends? Mm-hmm. Those are all seem like small things, but they're usually the sticking points in a couple's marriage.
What kind of feedback do you get at the end of a weekend?
It's usually very positive. I think that people just really appreciate people sharing from their experience. It's really not like a you must do this finger wagging type mm-hmm. of experience. It's just this is what the church teaches. This is how we've experienced it in our life and why it's really good. I think I heard recently that, you know, why do we have so many rules? Why does the church have so many rules? And nobody can really ever answer that super well. But one of the great things is because God doesn't want you to get hurt. He's mm-hmm. trying to protect you. So I think that sometimes we need to look at all of these things that might feel like checks to do before, you know, like hoops to jump through. Just look at it as this is protecting me somehow.
Yeah. And I think the weekend is more like a coaching session more than a here are the rules about Catholic Church. That's right. Not what it is. It's like, you know, we've found that, you know, you should talk about these things because if you talk about these things, now you're going to have chances of having a better successful marriage. And so I think, again, it's the wisdom of the church.
Yes.
Right? And a lot of times, you're right, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I have to do this before I'm allowed to get married. That's right. not a good attitude to have, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of folks go into, you know, their wedding day and their marriage with a thought of, you know, everything's just going to work out once we get married. And so our stories aren't being told from, like, every one of them is a conflict story of some sort. Mm-hmm. And how did we, you know, what did we do wrong? And how did we have to get over ourselves as an individual for the greater cause of the couple and the relationship and the marriage? I shouldn't leave God out of it. You know, God was there in that sacrament too. So, you know, the greater good of what God wants from us. Mm-hmm. And so, that's, I think, where some of the power of the weekend really comes from is, you know, we tell a lot of failure stories, and how did we kind of crawl out of it together?
Right. Well, we ran out of time. It's hard to believe. Can you give us the information on what we need to do to get information?
Yes. You can go to hbgdiocese.org/CEE. So it's the Harrisburg Diocese website. And it's they have a page for Catholic Engage Encounter, and you can register online, or you can print out the brochure and mail it in if you don't like that. The cost is $400 for the weekend. And if you have any kind of financial problems or like can't swing the $400, please reach out to your priest, to the diocese, to see what we can do to help, because we don't want money to be a reason somebody can't attend a retreat that they want to do.
Thank you for being with us here on Holy Family Radio. You've been a great, great couple. I look forward to having you back again to have an update on seeing what's going on in Engaged Encounter here in the Diocese of Harrisburg. Julie and Tom Aiken.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you and for having us.
The local coordinators for the Harrisburg Diocese Engaged Encounter. Keep listening to Holy Family Radio, everyone. Thank you for listening to this edition of Central Pennsylvania Voices.